Hello everybody, this is Dr. Nadine and I would like to welcome you to the Animal Channel. We are a group of individuals who enjoy communicating with the animal kingdom and animal queendoms, and we meet once a month on the second Saturday of the month. And so for all of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome. Just a point of logistics, we are recording this call, and the recordings are placed into the private classroom that is based on your membership. And we keep recordings in there for about 3 months, 3 months worth of recordings for your listening pleasure. They are downloadable so that you can always download them at your convenience and then listen to them again, if that is of your desire. So welcome. There's been much happening around. There's been much happening on our planet. And that just sounds so like we say that all the time. But have you noticed how intense the energy has been specifically in the last 2 weeks? Specifically, when we have an equinox and we have a solstice, those are like bookmarks where we can say, wow, there's a lot of energy moving in through around us. We know that the solar flares increase and there's more waves of light that are coming to the planet during those windows of opportunity. However, in addition to that, let's put it this way, we entered the Piscean Age around 2021. And so this new age that we're in has been just intense. I don't know how to put it any clearer. It's been intense. And the thing that I've been aware of is the animals have been really working hard, and they too are experiencing flips of energy, you know, where you may have an animal that's calm normally and then they flip out. Have you noticed that? Or being incredibly angry, or being incredibly distant, like I just need my space. One of the things, I was out a few days ago, I was out working with a group of horses, and I was looking at this one horse, and I was just asking him, you know, what are you doing? Where is your attention? And he said, I am smoothing out, how did he word it? The anger and the rage is how I interpreted it. But he said all of this discordant energy, and he turned his body to the east, and he kept pointing to the east. I'm clearing out this, what, again, my words, discordant energy of anger and rage. And he was bursting with colors of the rainbow. And I asked him, I said, well, do you need help with that? And he said, no, this is my goal. This is my mission. This is what I'm here to do. And it's really interesting because his caregiver, if you will, the staff where he has his habitat, said that they were amazed that he's still around. He's 29, which is pretty old for a horse. And they thought that he would have crossed the bridge 2 years ago. And so that was what really promoted the question I had for him, is why are you here? What are you working on? And what I noticed in the rainbow rays of color that he was showing is that they had levels of color. And I'm going to bring everyone's awareness to music. There are octaves in music, And if you've ever been around a keyboard or a piano, there's the middle register, there's the lower register, there's the upper register. So let's say a lot of people learn the note of middle C, but you can hit the lower C, same tone, just at a lower level, middle C, high C, and that's what he was demonstrating within the rainbow colors, that where he may have been working at one octave, say in blue, and he was shifting to a higher octave in blue, then he shifted up to even a higher octave, if you will, and the colors were iridescent. So as we were preparing for today's call, it seemed like the topic just wasn't coming out. It wasn't being shared with until just a few days ago when we finally put a picture together and, put something out in the social media world. But there's a level of we want to feel safe, but we want to feel trusted. And not only do the animal kingdom want to feel trusted by their companions, by those who care for them, but they're wanting to take the level of trust with humanity, completely with humanity, up another octave. And I don't recall how long it's been since I shared this particular story. And take a breath. I know we're working here. This is very much a working phone call, it feels like today. But in the fall of consciousness, there was a connection, had been a connection with the animal kingdom. And at that time in Atlantis, back before the fall of consciousness, back in Atlantis, there was a level of telepathy. And the communication between the human kingdom and the animal kingdom was very abusive. I'm going to put it that way. It was very abusive. It was very controlling and cruel, if that's an appropriate word to use. And the will of the animals was controlled. The power of the animals was controlled. And the telepathy, the mind communication back and forth was so abused that the animal kingdom completely cut themselves off from humanity. And the decision was that we are not going to make ourselves available to humans until humans can bring back love and light back into humanity. So just listen to that, if that's of your agreement or not. It's just a story. And so there's really not a need to push against that information. It's just a story. Where I can say is in 2012, blah, 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 where is it? 2020, 2002, 2012. In 2012, energy shifted again. And I recall being at a conference in 2012. And the information that came about in that conference was that the doorway to the third dimension, that good, bad, right or wrong controlling, was being closed. And in that aspect of it's being closed, the doors to the fourth and fifth and higher dimensions were being opened. And those doors are the doors to possibility, the doors to honor, respect, the doors to beauty, the doors to thankfulness, gratitude. Those doors were being opened. And it's been really clear since 2012 that the energy has been shifting on the earth and the animals have been coming forward a lot more. And I don't recall the exact year that I remember this happening for myself, But there was a definite moment when the animal kingdom stepped forward, and Pegasus was right at the forefront. He's the leader, of you, if you will, of the animal kingdom. But Pegasus stepped forward and said, we would like to have that communication back with the human kingdom, that you are holding enough love, you are holding enough light, you have shifted into beauty and ease and grace and these higher vibrations of love and light, my words, that we are now willing to connect with you and communicate with you again. They were not willing to open those doors before, when it was all about control, that level of domination, of having their will stripped from them, of having that I'm going to enter your mind and force you to do something. They were not signing up for that again. So if you've been around me, you've heard me tell, you know, my story of, you know, a few years ago, the animals said, could you please be a voice for us, a voice with us? And that led to us having the animal channel here. But the animal kingdom has so much wisdom. They have so much information. They have so much integrity, is another word, and respect for each other. It is an honor to be in their presence. It is an honor to witness how they communicate. And in this last 2 weeks of very intense energy and sitting out with this beautiful horse and hearing him say, you know, here I'm offering this rainbow of colors to help balance, bring all of this discord into balance. Wow, that's a lot of work. And, you know, I'm in awe of him and like, well, do you do this for like 30 minutes? You know, do you do this, you know, just as the sun's rising and sun's setting? And for him, it was a 24/7. It was a non-stop, like each of us breathe air in and breathe air out. It was his job. It was the role that he had signed up for. And then I turned and looked at other horses that were out there, and each of them was showing something different. And where things came to with a new horse I was meeting that day is, before we can step into that level of doing work or even having a conversation, there has to be a level of feeling safe in the presence of the one that you're wanting to communicate with. And in that safety is where that level of trust can come in. And so on that particular day, I had been introduced to a number of new horses, a number of new dogs that day as well, but I'm going to focus on the horse energy right now. What was given back to me was, wherever the human is vibrating, the animal, whatever the species, the animal is waiting for the human to reach a level of safe, a level of trust, before the animal is willing to step in and share their level of safe and their level of trust. Does that make sense? So it would be how I'm going to put this into my understanding of what they were showing me. It would be like walking into a very chaotic kitchen where 17,000 people are in there working, doing, they all have a task, all have a task, all have a task. And one person walks into that room and is attempting to be quiet, be aware, and being that one guiding light of being able to calm the chaos, calm the erratic behavior. And you can't ask the people who are chaotic and erratic and all over the place to find calm and balance if the person walking into that room was not holding the vibration of calm and quiet and balance. So how this was being, you know, presented to me out in this field is we're holding safe, but we're looking to the human. The human has to hold their own level of safe, their own level of trust, their own level of confidence, their own level of belonging before the animal is going to step into and join and merge their energy with the human. And I found that very powerful. So where I'm being guided today to take our call is to just, like right now, take a breath. Again, it feels like we're working today. This is a working session. Would you just be aware of how you are in this moment and how you came to the call? Are you right now in a calm, quiet, safe vibration? Or are you in that kitchen, that very chaotic kitchen of, oh, I forgot to do this. I left this over here. My ruler's over there. My pen's over here. And, I forgot my sock over there. And, I have to do this in an hour. Just notice where you are right now. And take a breath. And can you give yourself permission to fully step into this time that we share with the animal kingdom and give yourself permission to learn with them from them for this short period of time that we're on this call. And again, noticing where your body is. So what this one particular little mare was saying is, I'm looking to the human to see, are they holding safe? And when I talked to the, I'm going to call her the manager of the horses, that just seems to be a good word, to the stable master, if you will. One of the things that she was having me work with on this little mare is, well, when the mare gets to be with her owner, she drags her owner forward. She drags her owner forward. And it's like the owner just doesn't pick up her feet. The owner is not present at all. So that's where I'm being pointed to. Is the owner even safe in her own body? Does the owner feel safe with the horse? Does the owner feel safe in her own body? So for us right now, a question to ask, do I feel safe in my body? What does that look like? What is that vibration of safety? So each of us can ask that question of ourselves. What is my safe color? What is my tone when I feel safe? And there are levels of safe. So let's explore like those octaves. There's a level of safe that says, wow, I'm out in a storm and I just stepped into an enclosed environment. Wow, that feels safe. I'm safe from the storm. That, maybe bookmark that. That's one level of safety. I'm out of the wind, out of the rain, out of the snow, out of the sleet. I feel safe in this little hut that I'm in. But then there's another level of safety where you walk up and you knock on someone's door and they invite you into their home, invite you into their space, and you walk in and there's a level of safety. I belong here. I'm welcome here. There's a safety there. And then maybe you're invited into the living room and their family members are around and the animals are around and you can take your coat off. You can take your shoes off. You can take your socks off. There's a level of safety. And then there's another level of safety that I'm being shown here. Little Kianga is upside down. She obviously is feeling this level of safety you all are holding enough to where she can ring her bell upside down going, hey, I feel safe enough to ring my bell. I'm going to play with you. what a goon. And then there's a level of safety that I'm sure everyone has experienced at some point of your life, our lives. And that safety is, let's say you are in bed and you have the covers over you, and there's that moment when your body finally lets go. There's a letting go of whatever you were holding on to, and there's that level of safety that happens in that moment. I feel safe right here in this vibration that I can fall asleep, I can have a conversation, but it's a different level of safety than when you first walked in the door or you walked into the living room and took your coat off. So everyone take a breath, and we're going to explore those levels of safety like we're looking at a octaves on a keyboard. So would you just, with your imagination, take one of those levels of safety, and the one that felt it was safe, but it was the least, no, that's the wrong way of saying it. If we're on a keyboard, I don't want one just because it's a lower note or a higher note. We don't want to say that that is less or more, being really clear about that. We're just using the octave as a way of bookmarking something. So where I'm being asked to show you is there were four different ways of being safe. Could you just breathe into the moment of the one that felt safe, but you weren't there 100%? Let's go there. And just notice how that feels in the body. Now, take a breath, and let's shift to one of the other levels of safe. Okay, I'm safe. I know I'm safe. I've been invited to someone's home. I've been invited to a party. I've been invited to dinner, wherever the invitation is. I know I'm safe. I know I'm with a group of people. I don't know everybody. But I know if I didn't feel safe at any moment, I'm welcome to leave if I need to. There's that level of safety. You watch this with animals all the time. They'll come up and sniff. Are you okay? Are you somebody I can trust? Are you somebody I can be safe around? They'll sniff, 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 but then it's their choice whether they take another step toward you or they go, okay, I got what I needed, and they left. And again, the horses are showing me, so they're saying they're showing you as well, where you could be out in the field, and maybe you have 13 mares in that field that you're in, and they're just looking at you. Okay, here's this human standing out in the field. And finally, one mare comes over and says, okay, I feel safe enough where I'm going to stand a little closer to you, a little closer to you, a little closer to you. And then because one mare stood close to you, it's like, okay, she's safe. So then another mare says, well, if she's safe, I can be safe too. You join me there? Join me at that level of safety? And now, if your eyes are open, would you just allow them to close for a moment and feel that level of safety? The mare has not come up and touched you yet, but they're very much closer. Like they're an arm's distance. They're like at the edge of your aura, the edge of their aura. Like, huh, okay, I can come closer. But you have to be safe in your own body. Before the mare can come to you, your level of safety. I feel safe with these mares. I feel safe in my body. Can you now elevate your level of safety to another, even quieter moment of safety, more fine-tuned level of safety? Maybe as we were discovering it before, it's like you're in the living room, you feel safe enough to take your coat off, to take your socks off, to lean back, maybe that level of safety. And just be aware of when you shift your body to that level of safety. What happens to the horses? How do the horses respond when you are quiet, when you are safe in your body? Notice what the horses are doing. Now, take another breath. Now, open your eyes and just see where the horses are. For many of you, the horses stepped even closer to you. For a few of you, the horses stepped behind you, completely behind you. It's like, I trust you enough to be in your blind spot, and I'm going to come up back here where I can, like, nuzzle up to the back of your neck. All right, now just breathe your eyes closed again. And on one breath, can you breathe yourself into that level of safe, I feel safe, right as the body lets go, as if you're in bed or you're taking a nap, you're on the couch, you're laying back in a chair, but you're at that level of safety where the body can let go. There you go, right there. There's that releasing. There's a releasing of holding on. That level of safety right there. And would you notice what the animals are doing? And for many of you, what are the animals in your own household doing right now when you went to that very, very, very quiet place of safety? What did your animals do? Did they come into the room? Did they hop on your lap? Did they calm down even more and let their body go? Notice what they're doing. They're matching you, but they're not willing to step into you until you have, my word, mastered this level of being safe. Okay, now take a breath. I want you to hold that because I'm going to show you a different picture. There are those who think to discipline an animal or to break a horse, you have to be cruel, that you have to bring a whip out and beat the shit out of them, or you have to snap them on the nose, or you have to whip them or yell at them or scream at them or somehow hurt them emotionally or mentally or physically or spiritually. There are those who have that belief. Now, as that was being run out, could you see how it is really not a possibility of being safe with that kind of energy around you, around the animal? An animal's in protective mode when a human is being angry or abusive or threatening. So just notice that energy. We're not going to go to it. We don't want to have to relive that. But now let's all flip and agree that we're going to sit at this vibration of safe, and we're going to take it up a level. We're going to take it up an octave. Like Chance was showing, here's all my colors of the rainbow, but I'm going to take that level up to an iridescent color. It's almost like it's a luminescent color. It's a fluorescent color, higher, higher, more ethereal, ethereal. There we go. We're just raising that level of safety up in the physical body. And again, if you're out in the field with the horses, open your eyes. What are the horses doing? I'm giggling because now in that field where there were 13 mares, out way out there, all of them are completely surrounding those of you who are standing in the field with me. Right, they're right up there. They have stepped into your aura. They're like, hey, you feel safe and warm and cuddly. Let me bump my nose against you. Let me blow on you and get your scent all over me. And take a breath. Would you just thank those horses? And let's shift our awareness over to a dog park. A dog park where we've all been there, where you get one dog with another and they have to do their, oh, I got to sniff you, I got to sniff you, I got to sniff you, I got to know that you're okay, you're okay. And many times I watch the human holding onto a leash so hard, there's no permission given for the dog to just sniff because the human doesn't feel safe. The human is uptight. So let's play with finding a seat around a dog park where there's multiple dogs inside of an arena, if you will. And again, wherever you are observing from, notice the behavior of all the dogs. And then again, where you bookmarked yourself on that really, really, really safe place. I feel safe at this vibration. I feel safe at this color. Would you hold that, anchor that layer, that level of I feel safe. And notice what's happening with the dogs as you hold I feel safe, I am safe, and you radiate that level of I am safe out. What's happening with the in the arena with the dogs? And from what I'm observing is those dogs that were very chaotic turned and looked at their owner. It's like, whoa, I'm checking in with my owner. Am I okay? Is it okay? Is it safe for me to continue on this path that I'm on? It's still okay for me to go explore other dogs, other animals? Is it okay for me to go sniff that other human? But it didn't happen until somebody in that arena was holding a level of safe. This is how powerful each of us are. Working with the animals, but they're not willing to step into us until we hold a level of safety for ourselves, giving them the opportunity to hold that level of safety. And then they can take a step in, join us at a level of safety, and then from there we can elevate that level of safety up. So take a breath. Let's do this again. Let's do another pass here. So let's just, from a point of awareness, because we really want to anchor in what you're doing right now. Remember at the very beginning we talked about different levels of safety. Like, I'm out in a storm. I don't feel safe. I'm scared. It's dark. It's raining hard. My clothes are soaking wet. I don't know where I'm going to find shelter. And then all of a sudden, there is shelter provided that's out of the elements, but you're still not inside of a home, if you will. It's a wall. It's just something that is a barrier between yourself and the elements. That's one level of safe. I'm out of the storm. Yay, me. And then another level of safety we pointed to was you've been invited to somebody's home. You knock on the door. They invite you in. And now you're out of the storm. You're out of the wind, but you're inside the home. You're in where there's heat. You're in where there's food and shelter. There's a level of safety there. And the other one we pointed to is, let's say we're in that same place. You're invited into the living room. It's nice and toasty warm. You've sat down. You feel welcome. But there's a level of safety that happens when you then take off your coat or your sweater or your socks. There's a layer of letting go. I'm taking this off. This level that didn't serve me, I'm taking it off. I'm putting it down. And then there's a level of safety where you feel so safe that the physical body releases. The physical body lets go and says, I don't have to hold on to that again, or for right now. There's that level of safety. So we're just pointing to them. So let's, again, step into that level of safety where the physical body feels really safe. Now, would you notice right now, you say, you can declare this, I feel safe right here. What color is this that I'm sitting in right now? Where's the color I, me, personally, feel safe? And bookmark that color. We want this to be your default mode. And does this level of feeling safe, this color of safe, does it also have a sound, a tone? As an example, I feel safe. I can let everything go. And would you give yourself permission to allow this color, this sound, this feeling of safe be your default, be your what you always sit at, where you go to, that if anyone says, wow, could you breathe yourself into safe, that right here where you're sitting right now, this is safe, and this is where you breathe yourself into. Now, for those of you who may have an animal in the room with you, would you show them your safe color? And would you notice that the moment you go, hey, here's my color where I feel safe, notice that they pop a color right above their crown and show you, here's my safe color. Now, it's been my experience, and it's just mine. Yours could be have a different experience. It's been my experience that animals' safe color is a color that they have on their physical being. So I'm going to go to this one horse I was working with. Beautiful colors. I mean, just so many different colors on this horse, in the hair and the fur. But there was a distinct pattern that was happening in the mane, and that's where they kept pointing me to. Here, right here. Yes, I have all these beautiful colors, but this one in particular is my safe color. And it was in the middle of all the beauty. But what my experience is when you show your color, here's my safe color, here's my hello to an animal, they will throw their safe color above your head, above their head, and show you, here's where I feel safe. So first step is you have to know where you are safe. And then the animal's going to show you where they are safe. And a third step, if you need this step, because sometimes it's very needed, to help an animal calm down, is meet them at their safe color. Especially if it's the first time you've been introduced to the animal. Especially if the animal is terrified, upset, something's new, something's out of normal. Meet them at their safe color. So a good question is, well, how do I do that? So let's go back to, you know your own safe color. Would you allow your body, your skin, your nails, everything, to vibrate at the color where you personally feel safe? And just for my example here, I'm going to pick a middle blue color and just say, okay, this is where right now I, me, Nadine, feel safe, middle blue. But when I'm looking at, and I ask Sweetcar, who's sitting in the room with me, where do you feel safe? She's showing me this blonde that's in her brindle. It's a blonde that's in her brindle. That's where she feels safe. But I want to hold that color for her. So I'm going to imagine reaching out and grabbing the color she presented to me. Just grabbing a big handful of that, and I'm going to put it right on the top of my head, on my crown chakra, so that my crown is matching her where she's sitting at her safe color. So we're going to offer that to you. Again, take your body where you feel safe, your safe color. If an animal's in the room with you, ask them their safe color. If not, remember an animal you just had communication with. Could have been yesterday, earlier this morning, last week. But ask them, where do you feel safe? Where do you feel safe? And would you reach out right above their head? Would you grab a handful of that safe color? And would you just put it on top of your head and sit? You're sitting in that animal's safe color. You're matching that animal's safe color. Well done. And just observe what the animal does as you're sitting in their safe color. What you're doing is giving them permission to completely let go. It is very similar to the example we gave earlier of you're getting ready to fall asleep and there's just that moment when the body finally lets go of everything. That's what an animal does. When they see you holding their safe color, they don't have to hold anything. They're wearing their safe color, but they know you're holding their safe color so they can let go in your presence. They can take a step toward you. And that is such validation. When an animal takes a step to you, toward you, into your energy field, there's a level of trust there. There's a saying, I trust you, I feel safe with you, I can step closer into your field of awareness. And then on the flip, if they don't feel safe in your presence, they are going to turn and walk away, which happens often as well. So I see that question posing as, but what if my animal doesn't have a safe color? And so think about that. Think about the trauma that would have happened in a being's life that has never been shown safe, ever. They've never felt safe at any moment of their life. They've been terrified every moment of their life. They sit in the corner and they quiver. They have their tail between their legs. They run around. They buck. They bite. They cry. They reach out. What do I do with that animal? So I go to the animals and ask, so how do I help one of your kind that doesn't, has never known safe? And the answer that I've been given is, show me what safe looks like. So that comes back to our step number one. You, as the human, have to own it, have to wear it, have to be it. Wear it like you wear your chapstick, like you wear your shirt, like you put your socks on, your shoes on. Wear your level of safety. Tone your level of safety. You cannot wear safety and chaos at the same time. Not possible. One is chaos is third dimension, and there is no safety in third dimension. It was all about control. But I can get up to the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, the higher dimensions, where safety is achievable, is there, is part of that dimension, part of that elevated consciousness. And that's where the animals are asking, hold it for me, show me what it's like. And the more, let's say you're with a terrified, just keep looking at this little dog, that big dog, little dog, doesn't matter, terrified, terrified horse, always was abused, always had a harsh word. What happens if you just, every time you are in their presence, you do nothing, you ask nothing of them, your soul experiment, if you will, is to simply hold your safe color. Just sit there. 5 minutes holding your safe color. What do they do? Watch them. Watch their ears. Watch their breath. Watch their eyes. I'm going to guarantee that after about 5 minutes of you just being safe, you just holding your sound and your color of safe, that animal is going to let go of their breath, whatever they've been holding on to. They're going to shake a little bit. They're going to blow out. They're going to let go. And then they're going to look at you again, and they're going to wonder, how can I meet you there? How can I do that? And that's when you can then ask them, would you like to feel safe? Let's play with different colors. So this is in the, I didn't know we were going to go here, but let's go here. When we're working with a new animal and they've never been exposed to safe before, they've never been exposed to colors. So again, look at their body. Look at the colors that's in their main fur. Look at their secondary fur or feathers or scales. Look at the color in the eye. Look at the color in the mouth. And what you want to start doing is present them with a color. So let's go to a brindle. A brindle's got dark brown, light brown, blondes, whites, black. There's all these different colors in a brindle. So hold up the first color. So let's say we're going to pick a blonde. Remember, we're just going to take that color and put it on your crown chakra and hold that color out to the animal. You're taking a color that's on their beingness, put it in your crown, showing it to them, and then pick another color. So we were at blonde. Shift to brown. Put it in your crown. Notice what happens to the animal. And don't just stop on the first one where they released. Go through all the colors you observed. The pink of the tongue, the color of the nose, the color inside the eye, the color inside the ear, the fur that's inside the ear. If we're looking at scales, I remember the picture that we used a couple weeks ago or last month. We had a beautiful chameleon that was in this amazing turquoise color. But if you looked at the colors, there were all these shades of turquoise. All these shades of turquoise. So you're working through these color spectrums, if you will, to show this sentient being, I'm just showing you colors. Tell me how you feel at each of these colors. So this is going to take you more than 4 minutes, 5 minutes. It's going to take you more than one visit. It's going to take you being committed to this wonderful being and working with them, showing them different possibilities of colors they already know. It's already part of their beingness. I'm told to have you look at toenails as well, and then in between toes, because that may afford a couple of you different colors, especially for an animal that's had to hide a lot. Look between the toes. So everyone take a breath, because there's going to come a point where that animal looks at you and it's like, ha 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 ha, I got it, I got it, I got it. And so then you have them give it to you. Where of everything that you just experienced, what is the color that you feel safe? And again, in my experience, the safe is always a color that they wear, that they own, even if they didn't know that's what that was. And then what are we going to do with their safe color? We're going to put it on our crown and show it back to them. Well done, everybody. Well done. So what do I do with all of this safe? So a lot of times in safe, you're in a hospital room with an animal. You're in a vet check with an animal. You're at a new territory with an animal. You're in a car with an animal. There's so many different places where you go, you can take the leash and the collar and make them energetically be the safe color. You can imagine painting the ceilings and the walls and the floors of the room you're in. Paint them the color of the animal safe color. Completely allows them to release. Inside the kennel, inside the new environment. So one of the kitties and I was at a vet a couple days ago, and she gets in there and she's having her yearly checkup, actually 3 year checkup since it was COVID, our first checkup since COVID. But she was doing all of this fear shedding, and it's like there was nothing on your clothes. The doctor comes in and all of a sudden you look like a hedgehog. You're completely covered with fur. And it's just that fear release of fur. And I could look right at her and I go, all right, let's go to your safe color. And the moment we went to her safe color in their presence, she completely shut down or shifted and was a completely different kitty. And the vet has worked with me multiple times, so he's like, yeah, I know what you're doing. But the vet tech was somebody brand new, and she was just standing there dumbfounded. But it wasn't just setting the animal's color before the vet walked in, which we had done. It was after the vet walked in, reaffirming, taking back up to, re-anchoring that level of safety. Where do I feel safe? So homework for you, if you choose to step in that direction, is to really be clear with yourself. I really want to be masterful at owning safe. I'm working with all these animals, and I would like to be an anchor for them. And for me to be an anchor for them, I have to learn to be masterful in my own body and hold this level of safe. So that's a commitment you make to yourself. And then practicing it all the time. And you've heard me say this before, practice when it doesn't count. And what I mean by that is, like today, for 5 minutes, can you just say, hey, I'm just going to hold my safe color? While I'm in the kitchen and I'm peeling carrots, I'm going to hold my safe color. So that the more you practice when you're not under fire, when you're not in a troubled situation, when you're not with a panicked animal, you are practicing anchoring, anchoring, anchoring your level of safety so that when you are in the presence of an animal, you slide right into that and hold that level of safety, giving them permission to hold their level of safety. Well done, everybody. So they wanted to talk about trust as well. So let's ask now, if you have an animal in the room, what's your trust color? Where do you vibrate in trust? And here's where it gets really wild, is where safety is always a color they wear. that has not been my experience with trust. Trust and confidence and capableness and the big one we work on a lot is confidence. It's always a bright, shiny color. Always a bright, shiny color. And so, or when I'm asking an animal, what color do you need in your digestive system? It's always a bright, shiny color or muted color in the intestine, sorry. But trust colors. Many times I'll be working with a dog, and let's say their safe color is that brindle light brown, but their trust color is the neon green. And I'll look down, and it's like, oh, the neon green, there's neon green in the leash that goes from them to their person who's walking them. There's neon green in their little bed. There's neon green in their little toy that they love. They trust their toy. They trust the person who walks them. So there's that layer there, but they always want to be asked, what's your trust color? One of the things that the animal kingdom has been really clear about is don't assume anything. Do not assume. My color yesterday for trust was neon green, but right now my trust color is that purple that's on that flapping thing over there. I don't trust that purple over there. It's flapping. I don't know what that is, but it doesn't belong. And you can go pick that up and then re-ask them what the trust color was, and it may have been the very color you had in your hand. So it's don't assume that their trust color or the color they need in their body is going to be the same from day to day to day to day. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. It could be in the moment. Their safe color is always remains the same. That one, once they give that to you, that is a it's like your blood type. It does not change. It is their safe color, your safe color. So in the trust factor, how we know an animal can trust us is they will have eye contact with you. They will lift up their head and their ears. They will look at you, with you, right into your eyes. They will step to you. They make softer sounds when they trust you. They make embracing sounds. Now, think about that. If I don't trust you, think about a dog who, let's go for the UPS man, showed up at the door, and I don't trust you, you're a foreign man. A dog is going to bare its teeth, growl. You know, sometimes a hackle will come up. Those of you who know, I have an African Grey, and she has a sentinel call. And I tell you what, if anyone comes up to our door and she does not know them, they get screamed at. And it's a sentinel call. Do you belong? This is my flock. Do you belong in my flock? So there's a higher pitched, louder tone. I don't know who you are. Do you belong? I don't know if I can trust you. And that's completely different than, oh, here's my friend. Here's my friend. You're the friend who gives me treats. You're the friend who takes me for a walk. You're the friend who gives me a bath. You're the friend who says hello to me. You're the friend who sees me as a sentient being versus other. Thank you for seeing me. The more you see me, I trust you to be kind. I trust you to be honest. I trust you to respect me. I trust you to meet me at this higher level of color, of sound, of vibration. I trust you to play at these higher levels of beingness with me. That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. So I know we're going to visit trust again. Something tells me where we're going into for the next session is to really being able to talk trust, and different levels of confidence keep showing up. How to hold a level of confidence with a being. How to look at a being that says, okay, inside my aura, I'm with you, but we're only responsible for what's inside our aura. We're not responsible for what's on the outside. And in particular, in working with dogs and horses, especially if you're training dogs, dogs and horses, any animal that you're training to have a specific job, really clearly important that they know the boundaries of their aura. So something tells me that's where we'll go next month. But for right now, it's are you still holding your level of trust? And again, if you have an animal in the room, what's their body doing right now? The more you hold your own body at safe and trust, what are they doing over there? When you hold for you and open that possibility for them, what do they do? And I'm hearing somebody says, well, my dog is completely, like, totally unconscious right now, on the floor, under my feet, totally unconscious. There's a message there. Because if that animal did not feel safe in your presence and safe with the work you're doing right now, there's no way they would be comatose under your feet. They either would have gotten up and gone into another room, or they would have let you know verbally, this is not okay with me. So at some point before now, I know we've talked about how an animal's sense of smell is 100 times more potent than a human's. So just imagine that. If their sense of smell is 100 times more intense, imagine what their level of vibration is. We've talked many times that animals shift in a blink. Humans have to rationalize things. Did I do it right? Did I not do it right? Is this the right color? What are the steps? For an animal, you show them, boom, they're there. They don't argue. They don't have to validate it. They're there. They own it. It's theirs. They take on the next thing. So Pegasus, who again is the leader of the animal kingdom, what he's giving, the information he's giving, is that the animal kingdom and queendoms are more than willing. They want to work more with humans. They want to be listened to more. They want to be asked more. They want to be included in creation more. They want to be your partners, but they want to be asked. So it's even like, I know there was a session we did on permission-based training, but I'm watching it. Let's say a person wanted to get a new dog or cat, and they go into a rescue situation or a humane society type situation. You don't just walk in and spin your eyes closed and do a twirl and go, okay, I'll take the one when I open my eyes. That's the one I'll take home. That's not how it works. And the more you open yourself and go, all right, here's what I have to offer. Who is the best match for what I have to offer? Who's in alignment, in agreement with the household, the tone of my household, the tone of my life? Here's the level of love I can give. Here's the level of food and shelter I can give. Here's the level of spiritual communication I can give. Which of you is in alignment with that and would like to step into that environment with me? You ask them permission. And sometimes none of them do. You're in the wrong place. You go to a different place, and all of a sudden there's five or six there that go, whoa, yes, we've been waiting for you. But you ask your question again, and you show a little fine tuner. Here's the work I want to do. I'm a potter, and I work with clay, and I have this spinning wheel over here, and this is the sound it makes. I'm looking for a sentient being who's going to help me as I create into these pots. And then all of a sudden, here steps that sentient being, says, I would love to partake in that. And that's where the bond happens. And that's where the decision is made and the choice to step forward with that being. And then now you have a new being that lives with you. So I'm not sure who that was for, but that showed up in this run out. We're here today to talk about feeling safe and feeling trust. So I'm just going to go back over those steps that we talked about earlier, if you take notes. Is the first step is you, as the human, have to know where you feel safe and own it, wear it, like you wear your chapstick, like you wear your sneakers, like you put on your underwear. I'm going to wear my safety. when you're with a sentient being, you ask them, what's your safe color? And then reach out. They're going to pop their safe color above their head, reach out with either hand. I usually use the non-dominant hand. And you grab a big handful of their safe color and put it right on top of your crown so that you are matching them. Energetically, you're matching their safe color. And then again, that tool of when it's needed, you paint the walls, the ceiling, the floor, their safe color so that no matter where they look, no matter where they step, everything is about their safety. You're still wearing your safe color, but you're also wearing their safe color, and they can see your safe color. So I hope this was really a wonderful time for you, and there was a lot of knowledge that came forth, and that if you choose to, you can go back and listen to the recording of this time together. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to leave you here, and we will join you again next month on the Animal Channel.